Welcome to Rise to the Top, a college football betting podcast with your host and number one college football handicapper, Freddie Wills.
Freddie Wills here, back again, talking about the national championship here between Alabama and Georgia. Just a reminder, 7-1 against the spread in my career in national championship games. Today I'm going to break down some of the coaching matchups, which are just as important as the player matchups because these are the guys calling the shot. First of all, we got Nick Saban here. Obviously, coaching advantage over Kirby Smart. That goes without saying. He's 11-0 versus former assistants. And that's really all you need to know there. Before we get to more of the coaching, I want to talk about special teams. I think the edge, according to Football Outsiders, is Alabama, who ranks number 15th in special teams efficiency, versus Georgia, who ranks number 45. But looking at this matchup, both teams, neither team has given up or has a touchdown return on punts or kicks. Both punters averaging over 42 yards per punt. I think Alabama's punter, J.K. Scott, is a little bit better. He's masterful at getting it inside the 20. It's a big reason why Alabama's ranked fourth in field position edge compared to Georgia, who ranks number 15th. Both kickers, for Georgia went 17 for 20 on field goals. Alabama went 16 for 21, so really even there. I'll say this, Rodrigo Blankenship hit a 54-yard field goal to end the first half against Oklahoma, really changed that game, gave them some momentum going into the half, while you had Georgia also block a field goal in overtime, which won them the game. So they won their game on special teams against Oklahoma. Alabama, always very good in the return game as well, but again, they don't have any touchdowns this year. I give a small edge to Alabama because they do have some better return guys. And their punter, I think, is better. A lot of times the Georgia punter will kick it into the end zone. So my edge there, especially because of field position edge, goes to Alabama and special teams. Moving on to coaching. Head coach, obviously, Nick Saban, 11-0 versus former assistants. We'll touch on that a little bit more later. While maybe 11-0 sounds great, it may be a little bit, it's not as good as it sounds. Alabama's offensive coordinator here, Brian Daboll, years in the NFL with bad offenses. He spent the last few years with the Patriots, which really landed him this job. Kind of conservative, will call what he thinks works against defensive weaknesses. His coaching tree is very impressive. The offense, has done well this year, but again, you saw Nick Saban yelling at him last game, so I wonder how his confidence is, because this offense is really not clicking. It struggled many times this year. They don't have a balanced approach, and going into it on paper, it looks like Georgia's run defense is the weakness. I'm sure that's the route he's going to take in this game, which I think will lead to a very close game. The defensive coordinator for Georgia, Mel Tucker, previous years in the NFL, he was with Alabama as the assistant head coach last year. He coached some really bad defenses in the NFL the last few times he's been there, which wasn't that long ago. He was with the Bears, 32nd ranked yards per play defense and 30th yards per play defense. He was with Georgia last year. It may be an advantage that he's coached and has experienced knowing the Alabama system. But I give the edge to Brian Daboll here, the offensive coordinator from Alabama. Small edge, though. Alabama's defensive coordinator, Jeremy Pruitt, just got the Tennessee job. I wonder maybe how focused he is here. It's a national championship game, so obviously very focused. He gave up – his defenses gave up 40 and 35 points the last two national championships when they've had a week to prepare, so that's something to think about here. He's obviously taking the Tennessee job. He faces off against Georgia's offensive coordinator, Jim Chaney, who has had a lot of coaching experience, much more than Pruitt. He's coached in the NFL. He's coached in the SEC. He coached with Arkansas in 2013. He brought his offensive lineman from Arkansas, Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman, since he left Arkansas, Arkansas hasn't been able to run the ball the same. So I think Sam Pittman's actually an underrated coach here. But Jim Chaney, I mean, I'm very impressed with what he did with Georgia this year, especially with a true freshman quarterback. And I really give him the edge here over Pruitt. I talked about how I gave Georgia a slight edge on offense over Alabama's defense. Coaching has a part of that. With Chaney having coached in the NFL, you know, obviously 10 years ago, but, you know, Pruitt moving on to Tennessee. These two faced off in 2014 when Pruitt was actually the defensive coordinator at Georgia. Arkansas put up 35 points on Georgia's defense that year, 126 rushing yards, 296 yards passing, so and five total touchdowns on offense. So I think, again, Georgia can score some points here against Pruitt's defense. So edge to Georgia here in that coaching. So both edges go to the defenses. So again, I would kind of lean towards a low scoring game, but the total's at 44. So I think that total is spot on. I could see a 24-20, 24-17, 24-21 type of game. I would a small lean toward the under. So we mentioned Nick Saban, 11-0 versus former assistants. All right. That sounds great, right? Well, Alabama is favored on average by 17 points in those games. They should be 11-0. He definitely likes to stick it to his old coaches because he has no problem running the score up. 9-2 against the spread in those games. Only one game was under a touchdown, which was in 2011 to Will Muschamp's Florida team, a team that went 3-5 in SEC play. Alabama played them earlier in that season, so a very bad Florida team, actually. And, I mean, he's faced off against Jimbo Fisher this year, 7.5-point favorite. I mean, he was lucky to get the defensive scores to cover the spread. Otherwise, that game was pretty much right there for the taking. Now, all of these coaches, McElwain, 3 years with Saban, Dooley, I think 1 year with Saban, Will Muschamp, three or four years with Saban. D'Antonio, 5 years with Saban. And Jimbo Fisher, 4 years with Saban years ago. And a lot of these like recent matchups, they hadn't been with Saban in years. So Kirby Smart actually spent the last 8 years with Saban before last year. So I don't know who that helps more, but Kirby Smart, I think this is a different situation than past situations. Not only do you have a more even matchup, I mean, Vegas is telling you that it's more even with a 4-point spread. But also, Kirby Smart spent 8 years with Saban. So I don't think you can simply look at, oh, all right, Nick Saban, 11-0, 9-2 against the spread versus former assistants, and just blindly bet Alabama. I do give Alabama the edge here on special teams, the edge here in coaching. But one big key edge that I will say for Georgia, again, offensive coordinator Jim Chaney against Jeremy Pruitt. Listen, if you're going to beat Alabama, your quarterback and offense better play their butts off because you know Alabama's defense is going to play well. So, and I think Georgia is in a good situation to they'll have a chance to win this game because of their offensive coordinator, because of their offensive line, and because of their balanced offensive attack. Coaching advantage there, in my opinion. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm not 100% on Georgia, but that's a strong lean for me. And again, with the total, as I said on previous podcasts, I'm not very good with totals, 6-12 on the year. So I'm going to lay off the total, but, definitely leaning towards Georgia here. Hope you guys enjoy the game. It's been a great season. I'm going to do some off-season podcasts this year, some recruiting stuff. So definitely stay tuned. Appreciate you guys subscribing. And again, make sure you subscribe on FreddieWills.com.
Subscribe to Freddie's Premium Sports Picks Newsletter, free at FreddieWills.com.